Even if healthcare.gov becomes a model of efficiency, the Affordable Care Act isn't likely to succeed without young people signing up. So the Obama administration is trying to promote the law by saying that half of uninsured young people under 35 can get healthcare for $50 a month or less. Sounds pretty good, right? Well, NPR's Chris Arnold has been checking up on this $50 claim, and he's found that it's overstated everywhere, but in the fine print.
Young people signing up for Obamacare makes the math work. Healthy young Americans need to pay into the system. So the White House is reaching out. Its website sent emails to subscribers with a big orange graphic that says half of young people can get coverage for $50 a month or less. And there's a link to an online video of an assistant to the president for healthcare, David Seamus, who touts that statistic again.
Nearly 50% of young single adults will be eligible for a plan at $50 a month or less. That's an amazing rate.
But is that accurate? The short answer is no. At least not according to the administration's own study. The study actually says it's only 32% of single uninsured young adults who can get health coverage that cheap. The rest will have to pay more. Now, to be fair, the administration mentions on its blog and emails and press releases that this $50 or less number refers to people who are, quote, eligible for the health insurance marketplace. But it does not explain that that qualifier eliminates more than half of uninsured young Americans. For that, you have to read the actual report.
Check out this report. Go to healthcare.gov and check out some additional information there.
If you do that, you'll see that most young Americans actually do not make enough money to qualify for the public exchanges. Those people were supposed to be covered by Medicaid. The Affordable Care Act compelled states to expand their Medicaid coverage and be reimbursed by the federal government for the extra cost. But then the Supreme Court struck down that part of the law, and states got the right to opt out. 25 states, 22 of them with Republican governors, are so far not expanding Medicaid. And so many young people in those states fall through the cracks. Okay, so back to that $50 healthcare claim, which should probably have a big asterisk next to it.
It's really just trying to get young people to check out their options.
That's Jonathan Gruber. He's a professor at MIT who was a consultant to President Obama on the development of the Affordable Care Act. He says he doesn't know if all the White House statements are accurate. The president, for example, says that half of uninsured young people can get coverage for the cost of their cell phone bill. That's about $100. It's more like 40% can get that rate, according to the study. But if some of these sound bites are a bit oversimplified or overstated.
The goal of a statement like that is to really just say to young people, hey, there's good low-cost options out there. And for many of you, it could be $50 a month. For some, it could be a bit more, but it'll be surprisingly cheap once you look at it. And the important point is to people to get on the website and shop.
So, in other words, it's like any other marketing campaign. All the pitches aren't exactly entirely true, but they get your attention. And at least some people have been able to get on the Obamacare websites and shop around like the administration wants them to. Bridget Green is a 24-year-old dancer who lives in Queens, New York.
I'm excited that it worked. I think that's huge that I was able to go on and figure it out and make sense of it.
Green makes $27,000 a year, and she went online to find out what kind of coverage she could get. And for the best she could figure, with the tax credit she'd qualify for, it would be $159 a month. Green says that's less than half of what she could get without Obamacare for a similar plan. So she's going to sign up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm very happy with it. I'm definitely going to actually do it.
The Obama administration stands behind its promotion campaign, and it points to a finding in that federal study. It says if all the states in the study expanded their Medicaid coverage the way they were supposed to when the law passed, almost 90% of single Americans under 35 years old could get coverage for less than $100 a month. Chris Arnold, NPR News.